Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-hosts, and all of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com. We have a lot of newcomers who are on the ministry. Also, be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the AfridaLoveShow.com is on, the StellarGospelMusic.com is on. The number is 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. Be sure to call in, text somebody, tell somebody about the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, okay? All right, on tonight we will have Praying with Love and Power, and we're running a little bit behind because of the technology, but we're right on time for God. So we're going to begin by reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. On tonight, I was going to just have a corporate prayer, but God wants it to be more of a meditative, get into the presence of God. And so I'm going to dim my lights. And the reason why I'm dimming my lights is because I want to be able to just focus on God and the presence of God and be in the moment with God. And the Lord is going to lead us into an atmosphere where we can reverence him as well as pray for others. And so I have an idea of how this is going to look, but I'm going to let the Lord, the Holy Spirit, lead this, because this is like a get into the presence of God. And so that's what we're going to do on tonight. I have many prayer concerns. I have many people who have emailed me, texted me, many people who have voids in their lives, many people who are going through things, and I want to pray for you and pray for myself as well. And God is going to do it. I wrote something on Facebook earlier. God wants his people. He says, keep going and keep moving forward in life. That's what you do, you know. And so we are going it from 160 to 200. That's our range. And we're going to work hard because we want to work for God, and we want to make sure that we're doing things to edify and empower the kingdom. And one of the things that I told you on last night was that if we subtract anyone out of our lives, whoever it is, we have to pray for them. So you're really not subtracting them, but you're subtracting the significance the influence that they would have in your lives. And so they become on your prayer list. You don't just throw away somebody. You put them on your prayer list, and you begin to pray for them, okay? And so we have to do that, no matter how hard it is. Okay, now, listen, we're getting ready to get into the presence of God, okay? And we're just meditating. I already feel the presence of God. That's why I'm pausing. And so I just want everybody to relax. That's the first thing. I feel a lot of people on this line. Oh, my gosh. All right, everybody just relax, first of all. The second thing is I want you to, and I'm letting the Spirit lead us, okay? I want you to think about a place of solace. I want you to think about a place that you would go in order to just get away and just be in the presence of God. Where is that place? Where is that peaceful place? Whether it's in your home, whether it's on the beach, whether it's on another planet, whether it's on another continent, just what is that place? And I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think about it. Even if you have a headache, because I have a headache, and I feel that others have a headache too. And so just kind of as you're thinking, I want you to massage your forehead. Oh, boy. Because you have to, when you get into the presence of God, we always want to take everything unto God and leave everything to God. Okay? So I want you to take a deep breath. And for a couple, just forget about everything and think about the goodness of God. He woke you up. He started you on your way. You may not be feeling your best, but you made it. There are some people on the line who have lost loved ones. There are some people on the line who are in situations, people who are recovering from situations, people who are recovering from surgeries, people who are going into surgery, coming out of surgery, people who are going through things. We have to pray for each and every person, but we first must be in the presence of God. And God is taking the pain, the headache away. That's good. Okay. Now we're going to play this music, and we're just going to let the Lord speak to our hearts. It may be in the form of a prayer. It may just be in the form of a revelation. But we're going to be in the presence of God. So we're going to play this relaxing hymn on piano. And this is spiritual music. Turn it down a little bit. Dear Lord, we come unto you tonight, thanking you for last night's lying down and blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We realize that everybody who went to sleep didn't wake up, and everybody who left to their destination didn't make it. And we ask, Lord, would you bless their families and their friends and their associates and anyone affiliated with them right now, because we know that you are the one who could feel the void. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless us, to continue to edify and magnify the kingdom through our words, through our actions, through our thoughts. We lift you up, Lord, and we magnify who you are. And we know that you're a God of peace that surpasses understanding. We know that you're a God who never fails. We know that you're a God who holds on to your promises. We know you're a God who makes a way out of no way. We know you're a God who preserves us. We know you're a God who forms and creates storms and brings us out of storms. We know that you're a God who is able to do everything in our lives. Lord, right now we submit our hands unto you, our eyes unto you, from which cometh our help, our ears to hear the revelation of God, and we submit our feet unto you, Lord, that we walk into the will of God, Lord. And we realize and understand that everything that we do should be centered around you, because you are the Alpha and the Omega, Lord. We realize that you are Jehovah, Jireh, El Shaddai, Elohim, and we realize and understand that you are our shepherd, so we shall not want. And because you are our shepherd, we get to be the sheep, and we get to follow you. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you've done, the things you're going to do, and the things that has already been done. If we had 1,000,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. But as we stand or kneel before your presence, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us to remain humble, because we know that you have promised some great things. You call it massive things. You call it powerful things that only you can give. And we want to remain humble, and we want to bless as many people as possible, Lord. And we're going to pray for your guidance and your direction and blessing, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for each day that you've allowed on this earth for us to be here. And we pray that we continue to be purposeful and we be fountains rather than drains. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we continue to have patience and to be role models and to be ambassadors for you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for forgiving us as a people, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us, Heavenly Father, to do your holy and righteous will. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who say, pray for me, and those who are, we are standing as intercessories because they're too weak to pray. Then, Lord, as we prepare to understand the revelation and to see it come to pass, we ask that we continue to hold on to your unchanging hand, Heavenly Father, and will we continue to cling on to your favor, your grace, and your mercy. We pray unto you right now, Lord, for those, once again, who have lost a loved one, whether it be today, whether it be yesterday, whether it be a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, whenever it was. We pray for those individuals, Heavenly Father, and we ask with their sleepless nights be turned into peaceful nights and with their storms be turned into sunshine. Lord God, as we all know, Heavenly Father, that we know that you are already present, that you're already here. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who say, pray for me? Would you give each person whatever it is that they need so that they may be successful, they may be empowered and uplifted? Lord Jesus, we as a team, we as a crew, we as a family, we submit ourselves unto you, and we ask that you sign us up for any type of kingdom work, Lord, in which you bless us, bless our hands to be able to help to make whatever it is a success. Would you continue to create in us a clean heart and renew our spirits and our minds, and help us, Heavenly Father, to have the right heart. Help us to have the right mind, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless each and every person who's listening, bless each and every person's home, bless their families, bless whatever they do, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we know that we are to walk in your will, and we ask, would you give us the strength and courage to do so, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we want to continue to praise and uplift your holy name, and continue to spread the word that everybody must be born again, and we must also give an account for everything that is not like you. We must also forgive, and we must also have the heart to get up and put the pieces back together again and keep moving and become more powerful, more stronger, and more available, Lord Jesus, because of you. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the ministry. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the platforms. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for the doors, and we thank you for the new doors that just opened as we for the radio station as we're speaking right now. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to be able to empower and uplift people and to encourage people to keep on keeping on no matter what. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the stability and strength to continue to hold on to you no matter what, Lord. As we are listening, Heavenly Father, to this prayer, we ask that each person continue to hold on to your unchanging hand, continue to trust and believe in you, continue and believe in the power that you have, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, if there's anything that's lost or missing, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you quicken the spirit and would you bring whatever it is back unto you, Heavenly Father, back unto the people, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who continuously remain up at night because of whatever reason, whatever it is that's hindering them from going to sleep, we ask, would you remove it right now and bless them to sleep peacefully. In the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who have lost loved ones, Lord? We can't really iterate this any better. But those who have lost loved ones, Heavenly Father, would you continue to give them the strength and courage to keep on keeping on? Would you continue, Lord Jesus, to be the intercessory and to fill the void in the angel, Heavenly Father? Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless and pour your power on situations, pour your power on people, pour your power on the ministry, Heavenly Father, pour your power on our understanding, Heavenly Father, of the Word of God. Now, Lord, as we get ready to accept all of the blessings that you have given unto us, we ask that we continue to bless others and help others to be better for the kingdom, Lord. And now, Lord, as we get ready to, as I said before, put this particular prayer in the atmosphere, we ask, Lord, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And we want to continue to pray for each and every person. And the reason why we want to continue to pray is because there's a lot going on. Somebody went to bed last night and they didn't wake up. Somebody want to do something good, but they can't. And so we have to pray for each person. And I want y'all to always remember this. And God spoke this today. Always make sure, treat it. We don't know when somebody's time is. We have no idea. And we don't want to get caught up being angry. We don't want to get caught up just doing someone wrong. You know, I told you on yesterday, I said, the thing about it is with people, we have a hard time forgiving people, especially when we know if someone lied, or especially if we know that someone tried to scheme or somebody tried to destroy. It's hard. And I'm going to be honest with you, because a lot of people, they're texting me and they're telling me about these things. It's hard. But, you know, you have to, and it's easier said than done, but you have to pray unto God. And sometimes you do have to fast. And there's a lot of sacrifices that's going to happen when you begin to do it. Sometimes you have to fast and you just have to pray unto God. You just have to talk to God like we're talking right now. And you have to tell God what is really going on. Sometimes you know what's going on and sometimes you don't. And the real proof that you are a Christian is when you're able to forgive. That's the real proof. When you're able to forgive. There's no buts to it. When you're able to forgive and keep moving, that's the proof right there. Because God has an expectation for us. He says, you're not going to miss out on your blessings because you're holding grudges. God says, I'll take care of those things. That's not even for us to worry about. Because God says, vengeance is mine. And so it's not like, God, go get whoever. No. It's more like, I'm praying for you. You know? Because we have to be very careful. We have to be careful how we treat people. We have to be careful of our intentions, what we're trying to do. And I continuously say this because it's going to come right back around. But it comes around double. And it hurts even more. And so we have to be very cognizant of what we do to people, how we treat people. And I don't want God's wrath, no, to be on me. I don't. And God already revealed. He says, I'm coming, but I'm not coming to destroy. I'm not coming to divide. He says, I'm coming to rescue. I'm coming for righteousness. That's what God says. He says, I'm coming. And so we have to, I always take God serious. When God, I told you yesterday, he spoke about the wildfires. You know, I was reading about some. And so when God gives a revelation, I believe it. And so I'm just preparing those of you who listen to the ministry every single day, or whenever you listen to it, okay? I'm preparing you and telling you that God says he's not coming to divide anything. He's not coming to destroy anyone or anything, but he's coming to rescue those who have been disenfranchised. In other words, those who, they have no idea what just befell of them. All they know is something happened. Okay? So we have to continue every day of our lives to be cognizant of what we do, cognizant of what we say, cognizant of how we treat people is very important. We have to be cognizant. This was on my mind way before I was watching the news, okay? And God, I have to be obedient to God. I'm talking to the youth, okay? All right, youth, listen. and God wouldn't put this on my heart if it's not true. Okay. All right, so God spoke to me, and I'm going to start having a little youth ministry too, and I'm going to give some things that God has given unto me. The first thing is God requires that children should be obedient unto your parents. Yeah. It's in the Bible, because your days may be longer. Okay? This is for kids all over the world. God revealed this to me. Then God went on and said, make sure that you are where you're supposed to be. And he said, do not be like a wanderer. Do not wander off. I'm telling you, God will not reveal that. But he will not reveal that. He says, do not. That means teenagers. I'm just going to be playing with you. Do not run away from home. Do not run away from where you're supposed to be. I'm telling you, it's dangerous. God spoke it today. And I'm serious. Today. And I'm saying this because I can reach a lot of people, because a lot of people are on the line. And if you tell other people, then that will help. And it's not because of anything that I've read or anything of that nature, but God did reveal that to me. And that's one of the things that I use this radio station as a vehicle to get the word out to people, okay? But you need to really respect your parents, and you need to make sure that if you're one of those who run away from home or you run away from wherever you're supposed to be, stop, because danger is awaiting. Okay, I'm telling you that, and I'm telling you this for a reason. It's not to scare you. It's true facts. God revealed that today. And this goes for children, this goes for youth specifically. And this goes for us too. We need to be where we're supposed to be. But God, very, very important. Okay, we're setting up some educational forums, parents, I'm talking to you. Okay, we're setting up some educational forums, all right? And we need your help. And the reason why we need your help, and this is all over the state, we're going to put on a lot of conferences, and we're going to talk to some people in D.C. and things of that nature, and we've already started that on a blog that I'm going to tell you about next week. But we really need your help. And one of the things that we need your help with is we need to make education attractive again. That means we need to brainstorm how to motivate youth. Okay, these are, okay, especially if you're a parent, okay, you know your child better than anybody. What does it take to motivate? What does it take to motivate? And that's part of our conference. That's the name of our conference, as a matter of fact. What does it take to motivate? Okay, that's the name of our conference. I just gave it away. Wow. What does it take? I want you to write it down, because I need some things from you parents, okay? All right, and I have people from Africa, I have people from Texas, I have people all over. Okay, great. All right, I want you to write this down, and I want you to pray about this, because we're going to make this pretty big, but right now, and the reason why I'm breathing so hard, it's going to take a lot of work, and I'm serious. And we have to figure out a way. Let's write this down before I forget. What does it take to motivate? Okay, that's the name of our conference. What does it take to motivate? Okay, here are the problems and situations, all right? And I want to tell you about it. I want to share it with you right quick. Okay, so the problem, one of the first problems right now is that we have as, and this is the United States, okay, we have children who are constantly behind the starting mark. And what I mean by this, and I want to be very specific, okay, it doesn't mean that we don't have children who start school. What it basically means is we have children who start school, but they don't finish strong, which means that a lot of things happen between, for instance, pre-K in 12th grade. And so what we're doing is I want you to draw a line, okay? Just a straight line and an arrow on each side. What we're doing is we're starting here where that arrow is, and we're putting preschool, okay? Then, of course, we're going kindergarten, first grade. We're making a timeline. Second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade, okay? Then we say college. All right, well, for some reason, in first grade, we're okay. Second grade, we're okay. Third grade, we're okay. We start getting shaky, and this is nationwide from fourth grade all the way to 12th. And this is 70% of students, okay? So we drew a question mark, right? We said, what in the world is going on? Because kids are still behind the mark. We're not only talking about minorities, but we're talking about other kids as well. And this is not something we're just going to focus on one culture. We want to make this very cohesive. So I'm going to tell you right now the secret. We're focusing on 4th through 12th grade. Okay? 4th through 12th grade. And the reason why is because we have labeled these all over the state as critical areas of improvement as far as learning. And you do know that when we look at critical areas of improvement, we're looking at all of the things that schools are responsible for, okay? So the question is, it comes back to, why are children still behind the starting mark, all right? And we're looking at 4th through 12th grade because those are the critical grades in which students tend to. This is also the critical grade where students, they worry more about their peers, okay? So the question, one lady asked me, and I'm going to be very brief. We have some time here. She asked me, she said, do we need more, in other words, mentors and counselors for these particular grades, right? Should the state fund that? Of course, yes, let's do it. Okay, 4th through 12th grade. Those are critical areas. And as I said before, yes, they're more concerned about their peers than they are English, science, math, social studies. All right? So that was one of them. That was one of the main questions that came out of our blog. And then the second was motivation. You know, when we look at the term motivation, it's very intrinsic, but some individuals need that extrinsic motivation as well. And so we really want to focus on bringing trainings for we have intrinsic, which is inside, and then, of course, outside is extrinsic. Okay? So we really want to bring that outside motivation. We want to bring trainings, that outside motivation, how to motivate when presenting material, when presenting teaching material. And we're not saying deviate all the way from what is expected, but we have to have those real-life experiences, and that's common sense. That's been around for a long time. But this is the problem, okay? And I'm going to be very honest with you, okay? I was talking to one of my professors who teaches multicultural education. It's hard to relate to something that you haven't experienced, okay? So one of the things that we want to add in each area in the United States, you know, we want to add this nationwide, and it's going to take some time because these people have to, first of all, they have to look at it. Second of all, they have to see how this coincides. But we need some assimilation in learning. That means that we need to go out and understand the communities in which we serve. Okay, because there's no way we can bring experiences. You can be excellent on your A game. There's no way we can bring experiences if we really don't know our audience. Okay, so that's just like going to speak. That's why a speaker says, okay, how many of you have been speaking for 10 years? How many of you have been speaking for 20 years? Because they're trying to get to know the audience. Well, that's the same thing with instruction. That's the same thing with leading. You have to know your audience. And so assimilation, that's something that we want to adopt, and we want to be able to share that information, okay? So that helps with motivation, when you can really relate to your audience, all right? Then, of course, the final one is we want to talk a little bit about retention. When we talk about retention, we're talking about teacher retention. I had the opportunity at Preview A&M to write a dissertation, and I made a couple of articles with it with my professor, but a dissertation on retaining first through fifth year teachers. And basically, during the fifth year, most teachers get burned out. So how do we increase, and this is one of our trainings, how do we increase the stamina of a teacher, all right? Well, you have to have been a teacher at first, right? And so we have those experiences, that's down. Well, some of us have some military experiences. And I'm going to be very honest with you, being in the military is just like teaching. It is. It really is, because there's a lot of discipline. There's a lot of learning. There are several different instructors with several different personalities, and you must understand and grasp the information. But when we talk about the third part, which is how do we retain soldiers? Well, it's the same way we retain teachers. We have to provide, right, of course, training. In the military, of course, you learn how to become physically fit, right, through training. Well, you learn how to become mentally fit through assimilation, right? You actually go out and do field experiences, which most universities and colleges do. They do a lot of field experiences. But the important piece that we're missing, the important piece that we're missing is the feedback, okay? We need to talk to those individuals who have been in the field more than 5 years and say, hey, what is making you want to stay? What is keeping you here? Many of them will tell you a passion. Some people are just gifted like that. Well, we can't do much with passion because we can't clone people to be just like you. So feedback, whereas feedback is important, we need to actually be able to go and observe ourselves, right, because we're going to be giving the training, go and observe these individuals and write down some things they're doing that's effective and that's really keeping them there. A lot of people talk about the pay. That's not really giving us hard data as to why people stay, right? That's one of the factors. I'm going to tell you that now. That's one of the factors for some people. But when you look at it, that's not giving us why people are staying 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And it's more than just passion. I'm telling you, some people are just gifted. They're just, God has just given them a gift. So we want to really answer that question, how can we gauge how to retain individuals, especially in the teaching and leadership world? How do we retain these individuals? Okay. So that was a big question. One of the other things, and this is probably the final thing that I'm going to tell you about, is basically we have right now in the United States, and looking at the data all over the world, some of our minorities are still behind the curve. And it's not, as I said before, it goes across the board, but in some of the states, right, we're really looking at the minorities. We're looking at different aspects such as learning curves, and we're really studying, okay, how individuals learn. And when we talk about minorities, we're talking about, well, maybe this is an all-African-American school and we have some Caucasians, or this is an all-Caucasian school and we have some African-Americans, or we could talk about gender or what have you. But when we look at minorities, we're looking at learning styles. And what really works with learning styles is that your brain, as you all know, is always trying to figure out patterns, right? And so because your brain is always trying to figure out patterns, music is a great way for students to learn, especially those who are having a hard time learning. I'm not saying make all of your curriculum song and dance, no. But I am going to tell you this, okay? We're working on a couple of things where we have some song and dance that's teaching algebra, that's teaching science, that's teaching reading. And kids learn kinesthetically. They learn through hearing. And when we talk about those learners who are having a difficult time with just lecture or learning, then we have a problem. And so we have to become creative, because everybody doesn't learn by lecture. When I get on the ministry here, I give visuals, and I'm going to start live streaming, but I give visuals as far as telling you what to draw on your paper, okay? So when you look at this, you know, whether you're dealing with ESL students or you're dealing with minorities or you're dealing with the general population here, music and dance really helps those learners who struggle. Now, here's the deal. Do you have to be just a great dancer? No. But you can come up with some moves in order for individuals to learn. Because what happens is, just like they told us in the military, and they always tell us, these are your customers, these are your clients, right? And the goal is for you to be able to reach your clients so that they can continue to come back, right? If you have a classroom, and I'm talking to my educators who are on here listening, if you have a classroom and your clients, some of them are just hard-headed, they don't want to go in, but if your clients are like, oh, my gosh, no, or if you have a if you're a presenter and the people are like, oh, my gosh, I really don't want to go in here, but I have to, then there's a problem, okay? When looking at this, music and dance, we found out, is a perfect way to help with those learners who maybe learn at a different level than your average learner. We learned that's effective. We learned that poetry and rhyme is very, very instrumental in learning because your brain always seeks patterns. If I'm just reading to you about Goldilocks and the Three Bears, then, okay, that's what I'm doing. I'm just reading to you. That's it. And I'm telling you about Goldilocks and the Three Bears, and I'm giving you, you know, I should be breaking down each scene. This is what happened in scene one. This is what happened in scene two. Because your brain wants to make patterns. Okay, you said that happened in scene one. Because that happened in scene one, now this happened in scene two. Okay, so this is the conclusion of scene three. Your brain is seeking patterns, but when we're sporadic and we're all over the place, then your brain is like lost and then nobody learns. So your long-term memory, you can't retain anything. Okay, so that's what we're looking at as far as that's concerned. So I want you guys to just continue to, you know, look out for this ministry and also the blogs. We've been talking about this for years, but it's finally coming to pass because we have some time and we have the people. And so we just really want to focus on those different aspects, okay? All right, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. It's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. Or go to ourfreedomloveshow.com. That's ourfreedomloveshow.com. Or go to stellargospelmusic.com. Stellargospelmusic.com. Be sure to go there. You can check out the ministry. In addition to that, gospel artists, positive message, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, all right, and let me know that you want to interview. In addition to that, check out the sellergospelmusic.com and the AfridaLoveShow.com. Check it out. We have some great things there. In addition to that, continue to just trust in God and believe in God and know that God is powerful and He's almighty. Also, in addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for your family. When you pray, not if, when you pray for your family, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And once again, as I said before, because many of you have heard me say this, you have to pray for everyone. Okay, I understand. I totally understand how you feel. All right? I understand that. But at the same time, God expects for us to be able to forgive and move on. We have to do it. All right? So, as I said before, come back tomorrow because we're going to have our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. I want y'all to continue to prepare for the expectancy of God. Continue to know that God is going to bless. He says, I didn't come here. I'm not coming here to destroy. I'm not coming here to tear up. I'm coming here to rescue. And so that's the type of God we serve. And I want you, no matter what, I want you to hold on to God and hold on to God tight and don't let him go. All right? Hold on to God. I mean, tight. You have to do it. And now I understand what that woman meant when she said, I'm not letting you go, God. And you have to hold on to God and continue to hold on to God and continue to believe and continue to trust in the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Because everything's going to work out all right. You're going to be fine. All right? So just continue to pray. Continue to listen to the ministry. Continue to believe and trust in God, and I guarantee you, you'll make it. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is yours, Dr. Abby. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.